From music to movies now, every week we offer a digest of what critics are saying about the weekend's new releases. Here's Slate's Ben Williams with Summary Judgment.
Our first film this week is Secret Window, starring Johnny Depp as a hermit-like writer accused of plagiarism by a sinister visitor, played by John Turturro.
You stole my story.
I don't believe I know you.
I know that. That doesn't matter. I know you, Mr. Rainey. That's what matters. You stole my story.
You're mistaken. I don't read that.
You read this one already.
Johnny Depp remains on a roll with critics in this Stephen King adaptation. Depp's terrific performance finds him wielding bone-dry sarcasm like a scalpel, raves The Onion, while Entertainment Weekly says he makes even the act of chowing down on a bag of Doritos look like a method exercise gone merrily askew. Unfortunately, the script doesn't measure up. Things go bump in the night, dogs howl, people scream, and houses disintegrate, yawns the Los Angeles Times. The only suspense, says the New York Times, lies in wondering if the picture will hit its promised 97-minute running time. Next up is Spartan, David Mamet's stripped-down take on Hollywood's high-tech, international terrorist thriller genre.
The girl who died on the boat, how do you fake the DNA?
Laura Newton's alive.
I don't know if Laura Newton's alive. I know they lied. How do you fake the DNA?
You don't fake the DNA, you issue a press release.
Spartan stars Val Kilmer as a special agent with the legal right to maim and murder as many people as he chooses, as long as he doesn't explain anything to the audience, says the New York Observer. The New York Times calls the first two-thirds logically meticulous and genuinely surprising, but Entertainment Weekly says this is the first Mamet film in which the upended genre conventions start to spin into Hollywood conspiracy clichés. Slate's David Edelstein, however, admires Mamet's deeply imagined paranoid worldview and jokes that if the government hasn't consulted him on possible terrorist scenarios, our national security has been compromised. Finally, we have Agent Cody Banks 2, Destination London, which stars Frankie Muniz as a kid spy sent off to England in order to track down a mind control device.
I had a good teacher. Do you bet he was insane?
You should have run when you had the chance.
The plot might sound nifty to kids who think the Manchurian candidate is a takeout option, cracks Entertainment Weekly. But the script trots out the flimsiest of heavily worn spy movie cliches, according to The Hollywood Reporter. In terms of ingenuity, it ranks more like a 000 than a 007. Even the praise is backhanded. Although this action comedy mostly fails on both fronts, says the Washington Post, it's remarkably painless because the director refuses to dwell too long on any given flaw.
Slate's Ben Williams with Summary Judgment.